This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's only Monday. I'm stuck back at last Thursday, or I'm anticipating this Thursday. How do you do? Welcome to the change, the world of change. We can call this program, instead of the DJV experience, the House of Change. With Victoria Keelan and Kara Schiller, we're going to have our television news report in a moment. Speaking of lots of things changing there, Jennifer off today, helping her dad with a big leak in his house, back on the morrow. Meanwhile, The weekend has seen a lot of hot weather. We had Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads who had a great time, and I hope that it includes everybody. Father's Day, hello, let's have a good Father's Day. And the day after Father's Day, why not just keep it going? Well, one of the things that was notable around the country was the amount of hot air. I guess that's a problem every day, depending on who you're listening to on the radio. There's a dramatic weather effect that's now being called the heat dome. If you're not familiar with it, it's when a system sort of hangs over an area of the country. What was that show that was on a couple of years ago on NBC? The dome thing. It was a summer replacement show. Do you know what I mean? It was.
I want to say that was called Under the Dome.
Yes, I think it was. So use that concept to think about what's happening weather-wise. Stay alert, because if you're in the Southwest especially, wow, record high temperatures this week, 120 degrees in Tucson and Phoenix. National Weather Service says excessive heat warnings will be all across the Southwest. Sacramento and Los Angeles County, very hot, seven straight days of 100-degree weather. We know that it gets hot there, but it's a little early for the heat wave. Usually the heat waves come in August and September in Los Angeles, or Southern California anyway. But already in Palm Springs, 123 there the other day. Ooh, 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 ooh. 128 degrees in Las Vegas. 128. Wow, look at these temperatures.
Jeez.
Las Vegas, 117 today. Death Valley, 127 degrees. Today, can you imagine anything? You remember in the old days of the Death Valley TV show, they used to show lizards crawling across the desert. How do they even survive? No water, nothing. They can hold their own for a while, but
yeah.
It's going to be hot, and you got to stay hydrated. A lot of problems with heat exhaustion, stroke, that sort of thing. So what is it they say? A word to the wise is sufficient. Victoria, what's the hottest you've ever been?
I would probably say maybe a little over 100.
Yeah.
Like maybe 101, 102, something like that at the most. Mm-hmm.
At the most. I remember being on a tractor in a field. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was probably 30 years ago. I remember doing haying. It was about this time of year. And it was 109 degrees. And we were out on the tractor and on the baler and on the wagon baling, and it was just unbelievable. Because in those, the heat, it was an older tractor, heat come back from the engine, and
then the
heat is beating down on you, because at that point I didn't have tractors that had canopies on them, so the heat just...
Yeah, I think with the humidity a couple years ago, it got to like 110 or 115 in the D.C. area a couple years ago. You can't even go outside.
No.
You just have to stand inside in front of your air conditioning all day.
Mm-hmm. So what did we do before? Isn't that interesting to go back and assess this? What did we do? What did people do before air conditioning? And even before mechanized heat? Think about it. Mechanized heat's only been around for a couple hundred years. And air conditioning...
Well, that's easier to fix because you just build a fire.
Build a fire, right. With air conditioning...
But I don't know.
with ice. They used to use ice. Well, first, when electricity was created, and wasn't created, when it was discovered, it's always been there, we have to discover it, the little fans that were used that were put in front of blocks of ice. The problem is the ice didn't last very long because it was so hot. But that's how people used to. People who had money bought lots of ice and had these fans. And the fans would blow on the ice and that would cool them off. But think about living in a city like New York, where it's, you know, very close in, and you have all that heat. Can you imagine what it was like?
No.
All right. Speaking of New York, there's a new research project going on called the Human Project that aims to channel different data streams into a lot of insightful information, supposedly, according to the people who are running this study, on health, aging, education, and lots of other things in your life. And I had both Kara and Victoria look into this. They both sounded like they were not fans of it because it looks like another... you could read this as a way of government or researchers trying to find out a lot about you that you don't want people to know. Right? You wouldn't...
Yeah. I mean, for me, I wouldn't want to do this because I just think that all this information could be easily hacked.
Everybody's trying to collect information on everybody else. To what purpose? To what end? Why does the government want to know so much information? Why do these people... The town of Framingham, where I live, the Framingham Heart Study, has been going on for 50-some-odd years, and it's collected a lot of information, but about one thing and one thing only, and that is your heart, your circulation, and what it takes to keep you healthy. What the practices are for people who have been healthy and not healthy. How much do you drink? What's your food intake? Do you smoke? You know, those sorts of things. And what impact did that have on tens of thousands of people who live in this town? This was considered to be an average community, and that's why it was picked back in. It had diversity. Remember I told you I was going to high school how diverse it was? It's still a very diverse town. And so they asked a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds to come to the hospital, sign up for this thing, and they did. They had free cardiology care for life as a result of the study. The doctors that
that's
were
that's a good perk.
Oh yeah, it's a great perk. So
because the Human Project is only $500 for 20 years.
Forget that.
No thanks.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what's going on. The signs of the season. Summertime. Here's a lady who lives in Hope, Maine. Went for a run in the woods near her home. Came back barefoot, bleeding and screaming after drowning a rabid raccoon who sunk his teeth into her hand. Wow. Look at this. She said, "I've never killed an animal with my bare hands. I'm a vegetarian. It was self-defense." She went for a run and along a path that was very familiar to her near her house. But her brother had warned her about a raccoon he'd seen out there. She recalled that there was this ferocious-looking raccoon came upon her, charged her with his teeth bared. It was right at her feet, and she was, you know, running with, as a lot of runners do, got earbuds in and listening to the iPhone. She said, "Imagine the Tasmanian devil." She couldn't seem to avoid the raccoon. She succumbed to the reality that she would be bitten. The best place, she reasoned, would be her hand. It would leave her relatively mobile and provide her best chance of defense. Man, she's a quick thinker. So the rabid raccoon bit her thumb. She screamed. The raccoon clawed wildly, pressing so tightly she panicked. She remembered her phone that sank into the puddle of water. Dragging the animal on her knees toward the water, she pushed its head down into the muck and drowned it.
Ugh.
Mother drove her to the medical center. Her brother retrieved the dead raccoon, lest another animal become infected by it, which would have happened. Rabies is a big problem for animals in the wild. Fox, raccoons, a lot of times you'll see woodchucks that get to be rabid because they're bitten by somebody's trying to eat them. the problems with now these Fisher cats. Oh, my God. Have you seen them?
No. What is that?
Crazy. Wild. Oh, they're the most horrible-looking things. They kind of look like a cat, but they've got the most ferocious-looking teeth, and they're just wild. And they just rip into the flesh of anything they can get their hands around or get their
Where
paws
do they live?
Around.
I've never heard of those before.
Oh, they're horrible.
Are they West Coast or are they in Boston?
No, they're
I
East
mean,
Coast.
Boston.
Well,
wow.
They're East Coast. Do a Google for Fisher cat, and you'll see the most horrible-looking creature. It looks like a prehistoric thing.
Jeez.
Coyotes that are around are rabid. My God, it's a lot of that stuff. Huh, what happened to the...
And that's our animal report for today.
Right. Yeah. All right, television report up next. Stand by for news on Michael Phelps. Next.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Television news, Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark during Shark Week, huh? This is the Olympic gold medalist.
You read that correctly.
Huh?
Yep.
He's
going to
compete.
Said you read that correctly, yeah.
A great white shark, the race between man and fish, called the Great Gold versus Great White, part of Discovery Channel Shark Week next week. Man, they got to be stooping pretty low. This is either they are and he is. This is a guy that's got all these Olympic gold medals. Why? I mean, he's probably getting paid a lot of money to do this.
I don't know. I would watch this. Shark Week.
I'm totally watching.
A ton of people tune in
really?
To Shark Week every year. I think it's going to be kind of fun. I don't
really?
Know how they're going to do it, though. Is he going to be swimming next to, like, a glass wall or something? How is he going to go against the shark?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. They haven't had any details.
Yeah. Oof. I don't think they're going to have them in the same lane together.
No.
Right.
Megyn Kelly's report on NBC was not carried on the NBC affiliate in Connecticut, either one of them, the Hartford station or the New Haven station, because of Sandy Hook and the claims that Alex Jones, who was the person being interviewed by Megyn Kelly, said it was a big hoax. So there are a lot of people who are really upset back to the, you know, the kind of garbage and stuff. Who knows what to believe anymore? That's the problem I find befuddling. I don't know what to believe anymore. Is Alex Jones
right? But you, I mean, I know you like conspiracy theories, but I mean, Sandy Hook, I don't think that's something to mess with.
No,
I mean, people are missing
it
children. It's,
end of
you know,
story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the conspiracy that the Democrats were behind it, shooting it up so that there could be more gun control laws? Is that possible? Some people think it is. Whether it is or it isn't, some people think it is. Keith Urban.
That's a great rumor to spread.
Yeah. What? That it didn't. That,
that
it was
the Democrats did it on purpose.
That's what Alec Jones says.
Yeah.
That's Alec Jones's position.
Wow.
Keith Urban going back to American Idol. What's the chance of that? Possibly.
I don't know, but Ryan Seacrest signed a multi-million-dollar deal over the weekend to go back as the host.
Of course.
So I don't know if they have Keith Urban in mind to go back. He was very popular. He'd be a good choice.
If they bring Randy Jackson back and maybe a couple of the other earlier ones, I think that makes a lot of sense, frankly. You knew that Ryan was going to come back to that. Come on. 21 mm-hmm. after the hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
life with a ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Gretchen Wilson. The song's called Summertime Town from a new album, Ready to Get Rowdy. Her first album in 3 years. So which Wilson is she related to?
No Wilson Ryan? That we know of, I believe.
Oh, really? She's not a...
Yep, she's just a country singer.
Do you like this, Stewie, Summertime Town?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I could see this being a big hit on the country charts
through
the summer.
But she's obviously been around.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about her. I know that, you know, she had a song come out maybe 10 or 15 years ago called, what is it, Redneck Woman? And I think that was a big hit, but that's the only thing I've really heard from her. So I don't think she's made it over to the mainstream. She's mostly stayed country.
Yeah, I think she's definitely not as pop-sounding as, like, a Carrie Underwood. She's more traditional country.
Yeah. And as a result of that, I think I like this because I like traditional country. I don't like the new country at all. This country is just a mix of a lot of garbage, as far as I can see. Yeah. All right, next up in our new Music Monday slot, we have three songs that we present to you that Victoria and Kara have discovered over the course of the week, brand new in the last few days. And this is something, even though it's a brand new song from an artist that's seasoned, Paul Simon, I Know What I Know. It's from a new concert album, The Concert in Hyde Park, I Know What I Know. Let's listen. Sounds like Paul Simon to me.
I listened to this whole album over the weekend. It's so good. It's like his greatest hits.
Yeah, he knows how to work the crowd using this. Listen to this story. I said, hey, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I sing what I said. We come and we go. That's the thing I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I sing what I said. We come and we go. That's the thing I keep in the back of my head. Yeah, in the back of my head. This is England, by the way, not America. Hyde Park is in England, not in America. It's in London. Yeah.
He still sounds really good.
He does sound good. This is good. I like
great.
This.
Great. Yeah.
Yep, this is preferable material. All right, let's see. We'll get to another tune that Victoria thinks is going to be to our liking. Shania Twain, Life is About to Get Good. The first single from her upcoming comeback album called Now, which is due out in September. Single available for download, and the album is available for pre-order. Shania Twain, ladies and gentlemen. Crank it up, Kara.
You give your life to be with her. I had to believe that things would get better. It was time to forget you forever. Oh, life's about joy, life's about pain. Forgiving them, the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should.
Pretty big, ladies.
I love this.
Do you know, does she have any, I know she was performing, and she performed this for the first time at an award show. Is she doing any tour dates this summer? I don't think so.
Didn't I remember that she was doing two things specifically with some other folks?
I'm trying to remember, because I know the album comes out later this summer, I think, but I would love to see her in concert, especially if she's got new music coming out.
Like, yep.
This is a great summer
song. She sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shania Twain with a great summer song, to quote Kara. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I love you. Hello, and welcome to the Love Fest. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jen Jen out today, back tomorrow. The names in the news continue. Bill O'Reilly says he's starting his own operation. That means he's going to do surgery on his kidney by himself? What does that mean? No, it doesn't mean that at all. They're going into a studio, try an experiment to see how many people are going to want a new service from him. It'll be a video podcast. He was out on Long Island speaking to a crowd, first time since he got booted off of Fox. He says this spin stops here. Radio, well, you call it a radio program, but podcast will be starting in September, apparently. And he's on the road this summer. He and his pal Dennis Miller are out going around doing their gigs. They've been doing this for, three or four years. Miller opens up for him, and then they spend time together talking about stuff. They were always on each other's radio program. I think someone is making a mistake. You know what would be a good radio program? Would be O'Reilly and Miller together doing a radio show. I think their egos are probably so big, but they are friends, and they have interesting takes on things. I think O'Reilly... somebody's taken a shot at me for saying what I did about Alex Jones and the interview he did. It's all about
Someone's
promotion.
Defending Alex Jones?
Yeah, yeah, because there's an audience for that stuff. It's okay. I don't listen. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong to listen to. It's not my business what you listen to. I'm just going to tell you what I think. And I have always felt that O'Reilly was a very entertaining guy. I think he's obviously a pig, but he is. That doesn't take away from the fact that he's got something to say, and that he ought to have. You do what you will to keep him off the air. Some people, they go after advertisers, and that sometimes can become denigrating. So what these people do, like O'Reilly, is they create a podcast that'll be available online, and for $19.99 a month, you can watch them all. And that's how they make the money. They don't have to have any advertising. You like O'Reilly? You like his shtick? You like what he has to say? You want to support him? So, and I'm not saying this is the arrangement, because I don't know that the arrangement has been made public yet. But my guess is that he'll put these up in September, and they'll try them for a month and see how many people. They'll do the stats and check to see how many people are downloading them. My guess is it'll be a fairly large number, large enough to sell. And he'll then produce them every day. And if you want to sign up for Bill O'Reilly's No Spin Zone or the Spin Stop Here or whatever they call it, you'll pay $19.95 a month and you get it. And if they were smart and serious, they'd put him on over there too. That's the way to.
That would be a good place for him.
Be a very good place for him.
Is it really $19.99 a month?
No, I don't. I'm saying that. No, I'm just grabbing that.
Oh,
out of my butt.
That's very expensive.
Yeah, so maybe $19.95 a year. I don't know what they charge for those things, but I know that he can generate an audience. He has something to say. People like him, and there's money there. So if he does that, I think it'll do well. I think they're all scratching around trying to find another another TV reality. But if doing this. And a radio gig, as I said, I think he could do the podcast on his own. If it were me and I were running him or I was advising him, I would say you and Dennis Miller do a radio show together for a couple of hours every day. And then each one of you, I think Miller's doing a podcast, isn't he? Pretty sure he's doing a podcast.
I don't know. It wouldn't be surprising.
No, I think he's good. Miller's very good. I thought both of them were good together. So let's see what they end up doing. It makes good business sense, and it's entertaining to listen to. I find Kerry Kasem to be about as obnoxious as anybody that I can think of. She's an opportunist to the nth degree. Now, you may say I've got it all wrong, but this is the continuation of this ongoing family drama between her and her sisters and her stepmother. I don't know if they ever claimed that Jean Kasem wasn't their mother, but she was their stepmother. She married Carrie's father, Casey Kasem, whose body is over in, what, Norway someplace? This is a bizarre man. I don't know whether Jean Kasem is bizarre, and all of this stuff is bizarre. But what I do know is that what's come out here in the last week or two is that in 2007, Carrie and her sisters went to their father while he was recovering from surgery, and they got him to sign a personality, some kind of, I forget what it's called, a POA, whatever. You know what that is? A POA? It's some kind of an agreement as to what you do when you are infirmed and what people, your children, have access to you and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what that stands for.
I don't either. But he signed one. Now it's just coming out. Gene says that this is outrageous, that they try to pull one over on him and her. And so she's suing, Gene Kasem is suing the children. Meanwhile, Carrie never saw a microphone or a camera that she didn't want to get in front of. So she's off again.
Regardless of whoever, they all seem to have so many problems with each other. And the mom's accusing the kids of something, and the kids are accusing other people of something. It just makes me sad.
Yeah, the idea
that you could have a father, and you could be his kids, and that you would still have... the guy is dead.
Yeah.
And to have all of this animosity and just terrible stuff going on in between you, I don't know. For everybody else, I feel like it's good motivation to be nice to your family.
Get along.
And to get along. Because this stuff is not something... that you should want. You should not have to deal with this stuff when you're on your deathbed, or it's not something your family should have to deal with after you die. It's just sad.
Yep, I agree. Thank you. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez on vacation, showing off their beach bodies, and then some. Okay, what else do I say about it?
Are they together? I thought that there wasn't there a rumor that he had cheated on her with someone else?
Oh,
I guess that's
already.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks ago. There was some rumor that he had connected with an ex-girlfriend and hooked up with her, but maybe that was all rumors.
There's something wrong with him because he dates all these famous women and they all dump him.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Kim and Kourtney Kardashian over the weekend got sister puppies for their daughters.
The puppies are pretty cute. They're like these little white fluff balls. But I will say, if you follow any of the Kardashians on social media, they always seem to have pets. And they're always getting new dogs. And then I always wonder, do they keep all of these dogs? Or, you know, what happens to them?
It's called show and tell, Kara.
I guess so. Because I feel like I've seen Kylie Jenner get multiple different puppies.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, do they just sit around the house and she's got a caretaker take care of them, or do they go back to the store where they came from?
And I think they come from a breeder, too. I highly doubt any of them are rescue dogs.
Yeah. Ivan Fandino, do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Was. Ivan.
No, never heard that name.
Fandino, not Fandango. That's what you do when you go to the movies. This is Fandino, the most famous bullfighter in the world. No longer. He has expired after a bull rammed him with his horn several times on Saturday. And as a result of that, not only was he gored, but he had two heart attacks and died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. He's 40 years old or something like that.
In public?
This
like
is
around other people.
Yeah, it's a big bull. It's a bullfighting arena.
I never understand why people go to watch this because I would not want to see that happen to someone.
Ugh. Yeah. He had a reputation for taking on bulls that other bullfighters thought were too dangerous. Hello?
Well.
Oh, jeez. I think there's a little karma there.
I like when Doug goes, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a real showboat. He had a bullfight against six different bulls all by himself in 2012 and survived. So
this never ends well for the bull, right?
No. Oh, no. They kill the bulls. And that's bad.
I don't understand why people want to see that.
Yeah, well, that bloodthirsty curs in Spain and southern France like it, apparently.
I guess.
That kind of stuff, you're right. It doesn't. Where do you go with that?
Uh-uh.
It's 44 past the hour. The story of a woman who got kicked out of the mall because she was wearing something that they, in the mall, thought she ought not to be doing, not to be wearing. So we'll spotlight that in a moment here. DJV on the radio.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful. Capable. And affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's Van Power for all. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost... I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the insurance agency makes it easy to...
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug! Jen and Victoria, 46 past the hour. Okay, so here's a woman who's speaking out after being kicked out of a mall for wearing shorts and a tank top. Her name is Hannah Peewee. P-E-W-E-E. How else would you pronounce that? Peewee or Pooey?
Pooey.
Anyway, she's at the Woodland Mall in Michigan. Security guard approached her and asked her to leave. Apparently, she was reported to mall security for her quote-unquote inappropriate outfit. She posted a photo of the shorts and Finding Nemo tank top she was wearing into Facebook along with a message, quote, "As many of you know, it's 90 degrees outside today, so of course I decided to dress for the weather, shorts and a tank top." She had worn the same outfit into the mall before, and she brought shorts, and she actually was there to buy some more stuff, she said, at the Disney store.
She had bought both of those items from that mall and worn them to the mall before, and then this time they were deemed.
All right, so what do you ladies think? What's the main issue here? Length of her shorts, kind of into her crotch, it looks like to me.
I don't think the outfit is the issue at all.
No, if you're
if you're a woman, good luck, or a teenager, good luck going to the store and finding something other than that.
Basically, to describe,
she's just wearing denim shorts and a tank top. So I don't understand.
Would you describe her as sexy in this outfit?
Not really.
No.
She's wearing a Finding Nemo tank top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a Disney T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or Pixar or whatever.
Management at the mall apologized for the incident, said the mall will revise its clothing policy to make this acceptable. So who would go out of their way so much to make this kind of trouble? I would be asking that question were it me in my circumstance.
I don't know, and I don't really understand. You know, it sounded like the security guards came up to her because someone else had reported her for wearing it, so it's just confusing. I don't know who would report it, but I've had this conversation over the last couple weeks with multiple family members. I had an uncle who likes to, you know, be a little bit of an instigator on Facebook, and so he had posted an article kind of similar to this of a girl who was, you know, rebelling against her school dress code. And he was basically saying, you know, well, what's the issue? Why can't we just make, you know, a generic dress code for boys and girls where they have to be covered from their knee to their, you know, shoulders or something like that. And one of my biggest issues is that you can't, unless you go to the thrift store or you're wearing, you know, ankle length dresses or something, you can't find shorts for women or for girls that are knee length. And also, it's just, I don't know, the idea that seeing a little bit of thigh or a little bit of shoulder is inappropriate. Like, I don't understand what's sexual about that.
Right.
Am I weird? Like, why?
No,
I don't understand why that's sexual, because you can see that on men too, and I don't lose control when I see a little bit of man thigh or a little bit of man shoulder. So I just I don't know. It's so weird to me that that is considered sexual. Huh. It's just a body part.
There you go. All right. As long as we got Karen in the spotlight, 30 seconds on the Bachelor in Paradise. Evan Bass and Carly Waddell got married.
Yeah, they met on Bachelor in Paradise last summer. And I guess that there was supposed to be a big thing on this summer season's Bachelor in Paradise where they were going to get married. But obviously Bachelor in Paradise is not happening this summer, so they got married early. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrison, who's the host, was the officiant. So very exciting stuff. Yes.
Oh, wow. But just to go back to this picture of this girl in the mall, ridiculous. Whole situation, really ridiculous. Okay, 50 minutes past the hour. Commentary continues on the DJB show.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022.
Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you, Chuck, for that cool introduction. Hi, everyone. I remember when the Karate Kid first opened in New York City, June 22nd, 1984, at the prestigious Ziegfeld Theater. I took my two sons, Jonathan, 14, and Anthony, 16, to the opening show, 12 noon. There was a long line. The place was packed. At the end of the movie, the audience went nuts. I remember smiling. I finally had another hit. After four turkeys in a row. Well, when I read Robert Kamen's script, I loved it. When Robert and I met, we became friends immediately.
That's the voice of John Avildsen, who is the director of The Karate Kid and the first Rocky movies. He passed away over the weekend. He didn't sound like he was that old, Chuck. How old a fellow was he?
He was 81, and that was a taped interview. 3 years ago, I reached out to John. I knew a friend of his who went to college with him. I was doing a revival of The Karate Kid in East Stroudsburg here where I live in Pennsylvania. I sent him an email, and he was tremendously receptive and probably spent 2 or 3 days working on a taped introduction, wrote a script for it specifically for our revival here in East Stroudsburg, and we probably sent about 10 or 15 emails back and forth to each other, but I thought he was an amazing guy to do that, and he really took a lot of time, answered all my questions. He directed Rocky in 76, which won him the Best Director Oscar. He did Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3, and also directed a movie called Save the Tiger, I think in 1969 and 1970, in which Jack Lemmon won his Oscar for Best Actor. So John Avildsen passing away over the weekend at the age of 81 years old.
Good story, Chugger. Thank you. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the weekend box office totals up next on the DJV Show.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life. And we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ProCleanGas.com.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, so Chucker, over the weekend, I went to see the Book of Henry, which I found, even though sad, to be a very powerful and valuable movie experience.
Well, okay. It's funny, you know, reviews are really negative. What did you, well, I didn't see it yet. What did you like about it?
I like the story. I like the children that were in the story.
Yeah.
Naomi Watts plays the mother. Sarah Silverman, kind of a strange casting of her.
Really?
In the movie. Yeah, kind of strange. But
I think one of the criticisms I read, it said that some people have a big issue with it because they felt it glorified abusive relationships. Did you feel anything like that?
Glorified it? Not at all.
Yeah.
I thought
okay.
It told a story about what happens all too frequently when old men have relations with young girls under the guise of being their protector. No, I didn't feel that way. If anything, maybe just the opposite.
So you liked the film?
I thought it was something that would be very worthwhile for people. I loved the kids in it and their relationship. The story of Henry is really warm, and there are a couple of twists and turns in the movie that you might not expect. So,
cool. I went to see two films. I saw 47 Meters Down, which is a new shark thriller. I give it a 5.5 out of 10. I like the setup. I thought Mandy Moore and Claire Holt, the two actresses who star in the movie, were fine. I thought some of the suspense was very well done. Here's the problem. The suspense sequences go on way too long, and it also has it's not really a spoiler, but it's a fact, the double trick ending, which is going to infuriate most audiences. If you're not doing anything on an afternoon, I think it's worth seeing, but probably wait for cable. And then I saw this movie, Doug, called Dean, which stars a comic named Dimitri Martin. I guess he had was a fixture on the Jon Stewart show a few years ago. I didn't know anything about him. It also co-stars Jillian Jacobs, who was in Community. I like her a lot. I give this movie a 7 out of 10. It's basically nothing groundbreaking. It's a comedy drama, and I thought it was a nice watch. It plays at local art house theaters. In terms of box office, Car Street, number one, $53 million over the weekend. Number two was Wonder Woman, which continues to be a great story. $40 million, just a 20% drop off week to week. $275 million overall. All Eyes on Me, third. The Mummy, fourth. And 47 Meters, $11 million.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.